It starts with the Europe 2020 strategy, which was developed in 2010. The Member States agreed with the European Commission that even before the crisis, poverty was too high in the European Union for various reasons. First of all, because the growth which existed at that time was not sufficiently inclusive. There were many people, social groups, outside the development of the mainstream economy. The labor markets became too segmented. So you can list the reasons why even before the crisis we had significant social problems in a large number of member states, and we know that the crisis added to that. So there is an ongoing analysis and dialogue to identify not just the causes but the possible actions as well. All actions have fiscal implications, so we need to find resources. That's why we are also fighting for a decent social budget inside the multi-annual financial framework. But we also need to promote social innovation, which very often, without mobilizing public resources, can help addressing social problems.
And another important thing is based on solidarity, as say Mr. Van Rompuy, we must work all together to fight poverty.
Yes, there is need for stronger solidarity within the member states, between social groups, but also between the member states. So this is the normal way how a civilized society responds to a crisis, and the European institutions have been working in that spirit.